This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that after the BRICS summit in Rio, he will head to Brasilia, where he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians working in Brazil. As has now become a custom, the people of Indian origin congregate whenever Modi travels abroad. Here also, at the hotel in Rio de Janeiro, several had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute our armed forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astra Light rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolor, greeted Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai and Modi Modi. They sang and danced to the drum beats and wished the very best to the Prime Minister. According to the local time in Brazil, tomorrow morning, the Prime Minister will begin his deliberations on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting, followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. In the United States, at least 43 people were killed and 27 children are missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose more than 26 feet in less than an hour in the early hours of Friday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives, especially children, in the devastating floods in Texas, USA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to the U.S. government and the bereaved families. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwest, central and northeast India during the next 5 to 6 days. The IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. The Met Department added that isolated heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan till 11th of this month and over East Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished Tibetan spiritual leader His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday today. In a social media post extending wishes on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians, Mr. Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience and moral discipline. The Prime Minister noted that Dalai Lama's message has inspired respect and admiration across all faiths. He prayed for the Dalai Lama's continued good health and long life. In a major announcement, aimed at boosting agriculture, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the state government will invest 25,000 crore rupees in the agriculture sector over the next 5 years, 5,000 crore rupees annually. The aim is to reduce farming costs and increase productivity. This investment will include components like drip irrigation systems, mechanization, farm ponds, pumps and more. Mr. Fadnavis was speaking at the inauguration of the Krishi Pandhari Agricultural Exhibition held at Pandharpur Agricultural Produce Market Committee on Saturday evening. In football, the Indian team beat host Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 Qualifiers Group B match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for next year's main event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.